China, Russia, and Iran are preparing for war against Israel and America.
The world is entering the most dangerous time since World War II.
This is Bob Boyd.
And Jerry Boyd.
This is Issues in Education. Where is America in the biblical end times? What are the signs that America is nearing the end of our world dominance?
China, of all the nations, has escalated to world dominance in a short time. This is a surprise. How strong is the American military compared to an axis of evil comprised of China, Russia, and Iran?
On last week's program, Mark Levin, host of Life, Liberty, and Levin on Fox News, said that China is getting ready not just to take Taiwan, but getting ready for war against America.
China hasn't built the biggest navy on the face of the earth. Military islands in the South China Sea, over 27 bases of different kinds in our hemisphere, killer satellites, nuclear missiles. You think they're building all that to defeat Taiwan? They're building all that to defeat us. They're not going to be satisfied with Taiwan. We need to prepare for war against China. I don't mean go to war. I don't mean initiate a war. But they are preparing for war. We are completely unprepared economically and immigration-wise in securing our border. I want to say it again. We must prepare for war against China. They want war. They've only communicated it 10,000 different ways, whether it's violating our airspace, threatening our ships, threatening our country, threatening our people. What else can they do short of attacking? They're not going to be satisfied with Taiwan.
China has amassed a massive military that may not just be equal to ours, but quite superior.
Many people think that our military is what it was during World War II, but our army is only as strong as our leaders. America's commander-in-chief is weak, preoccupied, AWOL, absent from leadership. He's uninterested in the rapidly growing nuclear threat that's rising up against us. And President Biden's top general, Milley, he fled from the Taliban in Afghanistan, leaving $85 billion of the world's most sophisticated weaponry, including an air base, in the hands of the Taliban, who sold much of it to our enemies.
And guess what? China and Russia saw that cowardice as their opportunity to take us down.
One of America's greatest generals is a four-star general, Jack Keane, now retired, and seen on Fox News as the top military analyst. General Jack Keane says, "We cannot oppose China by ourselves. The U.S., even with our allies, are outgunned by China's massive military machine."
We cannot oppose China by ourselves. We have said many times that the United States and our allies currently are outgunned and outmanned by China's military. And that's just a fact. And the Indo-Pacific commander has told us several weeks ago, he made the statement, we're in a very dangerous situation and we have to move with a sense of urgency to fix it. His words, joining with us in opposition to China's aggression. The caucus, that's UK, United States, and Australia, and Japan, India, bringing them into this. China, what they're attempting to do, they use intimidation and coercion to deal with our allies, to repress them, to create distance from the United States. And they want to gain regional hegemon without ever firing a shot. That is their strategy. And they've had some success with it. And that's why they continue to do it. You see the intimidation recently with Taiwanese people to see it. China has a partner in Russia. Why? Because China wants to achieve global hegemon. And at the expense of the United States, replace us as the global leader in the world.
General Jack Keane says we are in a very dangerous situation and we're unprepared to confront the axis of evil that includes Russia, China, and Iran with our military as it is right now. General Jack Keane said that if Russia wins their war in Ukraine, then China also wins. Why is that so?
If Russia wins, China wins. Why is that? Because the United States and Western democracies will have lost in their support for Ukraine. And that gives China leverage in Europe, but also in the Indo-Pacific region. Japan, South Korea, and Australia are all supporting Ukraine. Why are they doing that? That's not in their region. They're doing it because of China. So when we think of the war in Ukraine and Russia, if Russia wins, China wins, and they will have incentive to use aggression themselves as a result of the U.S. and Western democracy loss against Taiwan and in the region writ large.
General Jack Keane said, Japan, Australia, and South Korea support Ukraine. Because if Russia wins and defeats Ukraine, China wins, because they're partners with Russia. So China will be encouraged to become more aggressive and to dominate the whole region.
But are these nations that comprise this axis of evil even mentioned in biblical end times prophecy?
Pastor Greg Laurie of Harvest Christian Fellowship in California is the author of Revelation, a book of promises.
Here's Greg Laurie.
I believe we're living in the last days. Not only is China an economic superpower, they are now a military superpower as well, and they're becoming more aggressive and will be even more so in the future. You can count on that. They just launched massive Navy drills with 40 warships in the South China Sea. Then there's the weaponization of space. Many of China's space capabilities are designed to counter U.S. military advantages, and that's why our country recently launched a space war center to counter threats from space that has been militarized by nations like China and Russia. We are literally headed to Star Wars. China has the world's largest army. Consider her population alone. China has a population of 1,300,000,000. Is that bigger than the United States? Oh, just by a bit. About a billion more. We have approximately 310 million people in America. They have 1,300,000,000. China's chief military officer issued the first official confirmation of a carrier killer missile that China plans to use to challenge U.S. naval dominance. But here's the bigger question. Can China or any nation on the earth actually field an army of 200 million? First of all, let's point out the United States cannot do this, okay? So who could do this? There's only one nation that could, and that is China. In 1997, China boasted they could field an army of 352 million soldiers.
Bible teacher Pastor Greg Laurie says there are similarities between this army of 200 million mounted troops mentioned in Revelation 9:16 and China.
Mark Hitchcock is the author of over 30 books. The latest book is called Russia Rising, Tracking the Bear in Biblical Prophecy.
Mark Hitchcock sees the decline of America and the elements that have caused that decline.
The old Gog-Magog coalition, Russia, Iran, Turkey, these nations that will conspire together to attack Israel that are all in place today. We see the escalating apostasy within Christianity, the continued falling away. The Bible predicts as a sign of the end. But one sign that called the reduction of America, that America is going to be diminished as we get near the end times. You say, well, why do you say that? Well, I think America has to be neutralized because America is not mentioned in Bible prophecy, which to me indicates that something has to happen to America before the end times take place. I think America has to fall because if America were the superpower that we are right now, once the rapture takes place and during the tribulation period, certainly we'd be mentioned somewhere. So I think the silence about America is significant. Well, what could happen to America to reduce us from our superpower status today? We could experience some kind of a nuclear 9/11 in our country that could just destroy our country, a lot of the infrastructure that we never really recover from that. You could have a total financial meltdown, just the debt bomb that just keeps going, you know, $31 trillion, $32 trillion, $33 trillion, whatever it is today, it explodes and our country just implodes financially. But another plausible scenario is that America just simply self-destructs as America's suicide, destroying ourselves. If you really wanted to destroy the United States, first you would surrender our prior energy independence. So you make us dependent on countries like Venezuela and Saudi Arabia and Russia for our energy needs. Second, print trillions of dollars in new currency as prices then will skyrocket and it will create unbearable inflation. Third, end America's physical boundaries. Allow 3 million illegal aliens to enter our country every year. Fourth, destroy the public trust in elections. Render Election Day irrelevant. Weaponize the FBI, CIA, and Department of Justice. Fifth, redefine crime as one rich man's crime, another a poor man's necessity. You just encourage criminal behavior. Sixth, Identify individuals by their superficial appearance. Call anyone a racist who resists. And this is really a powerful statement here. Racially discriminate to end discrimination.
Racially discriminate to end discrimination. Discrimination doesn't end discrimination. Think about that. Pastor Mark Hitchcock says America is committing national suicide by surrendering energy independence, making us dependent on other countries.
And printing trillions of dollars does not end inflation. It actually causes catastrophic inflation, and it makes money worthless, just pieces of paper with no value.
That's right. And allowing 3 million illegals to come into this country unvetted, many are criminals or gang members. All are welcome to come in, no matter who they are or where they come from. And making elections irrelevant, getting ballots to vote as many times as you want. Anybody can vote. Illegals, dead people, it ruins the election system.
Weaponize the federal agencies like the FBI, CIA, and Department of Justice, creating an unequal justice system.
One can easily see how these damages have led to ending our nation as we've known it. It would be hard to imagine any planned agenda that would have been more injurious as to what we've seen since Biden was elected.
It would be hard to imagine any planned agenda to destroy America that would have been as injurious as what we have suffered in the last 2 years. That's a profound statement. But I do believe there is a planned agenda. I believe it's a satanic strategy to destroy this country because it's the last bastion of freedom in the world. And Satan's wanting to reduce America and destroy America so he can make the entire world one, ultimately so he can bring his man on the world scene, the Antichrist, to rule the world on his behalf.
Mark Hitchcock says Satan wants to destroy American independence. Why? To create a one-world government led by the Antichrist. Satan is doing his best to destroy America.
So the demise of America, I think, is underway. We're being weakened on every front. We can see that the pillars of our society are crumbling. Now, we have to remember in all of this, though, that God is in control. Satan is doing his best to destroy our nation, but God is also allowing this to happen, I believe, because God has his plan that he's working out ultimately to bring about in the end times in the tribulation period. The rapture, one of these days, is going to speed America's downfall and demise exponentially. One of these days, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, the rapture is going to take place. And all of the salt and the light in this nation is going to be extracted out in the time it takes to blink your eye. And so you think about that, the loss of all these believers, maybe 20, 30, 40, 50 million people, along with all these other things that are happening, and America will become a second or a third-rate nation, I think, overnight. And you say, well, what can we do in the meantime? Do we just kind of throw up our hands and give up and just surrender? No, the Bible tells us what to do. It tells us to pray for those who are in authority. We need to pray for our country. We need to be lifting up our leaders constantly and praying for them. What's happening in America today, this really self-destruction that we see taking place, is another signpost on the road to Armageddon. I think it's a very significant signpost that we're far down the road to Armageddon.
Mark Hitchcock, author of Russia Rising, says Satan is doing his best to destroy America.
But soon and very soon, we are going to see the king. There will be a rapture where God will take out 20 to 50 million Christians, rendering America a second or third-rate nation quickly. So what can we do?
Since God is almighty and he is in control, we can pray for those in authority and pray that Christians will wake up and get informed and get involved to stop the destruction of our nation. Pastor John Hagee of Cornerstone Church in San Antonio says there are similarities between this army of 200 million mounted troops mentioned in Revelation 9 and China.
Revelation 9:17 gives us their colors. And thus I saw the horses. Understand, John never saw a tank in his life. So he's referring to things that he knows about from his mindset. I saw horses in the vision. And those who sat on them had breastplates of fiery red, blue, and sulfur yellow. Note the three dominant colors here are red, blue, and yellow. China's flag is red and yellow. China's army wears a dark blue uniform. Fire-breathing dragons are China's favorite symbol. It's amazing how accurate Bible prophecy is, written so long ago about this nation. Consider the power of China. China is rapidly building warships superior in size and firepower to America. Their latest fighter jets are the equal of the U.S. Air Force. Some say China stole those plans from America, and they very likely did. China is buying up huge amounts of America's farmland. And in a global food crisis, they would harvest those crops here and then ship them to China.
Pastor John Hagee is right. China is buying huge amounts of America's farmland, obviously to control the food supply in case of famine. They would send it to China.
St. Paul writes in 1 Timothy 4:1 that in the latter times, that is right now, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. Paul is saying in the latter times, there is going to be a revival of the occult. You can see the revival of the occult in the books, in the movies, in the concepts in our schools.
Pastor John Hagee is right. Our schools teach nothing about our nation's founding on biblical values. In fact, the 1619 Project says our founding was to perpetuate slavery, which is a blatant lie. Our nation fought a bloody civil war to outlaw slavery. They don't teach that. But liberal educrats have indoctrinated impressionable students to hate their own country. Is not a nation young people want to sign up for to defend in the military. Our schools have created generations of globalists, not patriots.
By substituting science fiction, so-called evolution, to replace the Creator God, they are teaching the humanist view that there's no sin, no salvation, no Savior, and no God, so that life is meaningless.
Evolution is a doctrine of demons that's the basis of the occult, and it's taught as gospel in public schools.
What is the doctrine of demons? A doctrine of demons is teaching a way to God without Jesus Christ. This demonic doctrine plagues America. Jesus said, "I am the door, and no one gets in unless they knock on that door." I know the educational community is big into pluralism, but let me shoot that down in one simple verse. The Bible says, "Behold, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. He's not one of many, he is one and the only one." Don't allow your children to get involved with occultic movies or occultic books, because it's a spirit. And once that spirit gets in them, it will control them and destroy them.
Pastor John Hagee is right. Occultic spirits are very real, and without Christ, those demonic spirits will lead kids away from the gospel and to hell. History is repeating itself. Just like World War II, England sent Neville Chamberlain, a weak leader, to try to appease Hitler. Today's Chamberlain is President Joe Biden.
World War III has begun. History does repeat itself. It has been said those who do not remember the mistakes of the past are doomed to repeat them. In World War II, England had a weak leader named Neville Chamberlain, whose policy was appeasement toward Hitler, who was a living devil. Hitler invited Chamberlain for a little peace chat. Chamberlain went back to England waving a piece of paper saying, "We have peace in our times." What a joke. Hitler used that to build his military and then invade France that he destroyed in 6 weeks. Today, America has a weak and indecisive leader in President Biden. And Vladimir Putin sees him as weak and pathetic. When Putin sees President Biden, he sees Neville Chamberlain. America deserves a better leader than Joe Biden. World War II had the evil axes of Germany, Italy, and Japan. Today we have the evil axes of Russia, China, and Iran. Iran wants a nuclear weapon to destroy Israel And don't you ever forget it, they will use that weapon to attack America. Iran is led by radical Islamics who believe that they get to heaven by killing Christians like you and me and Jewish people who live in Israel. According to Ezekiel 38:39, Israel will soon be the epicenter of this war. The problem is that Israel has a defender prepared to annihilate every army that attacks the Jewish people. And that defender is God Almighty. The Bible says, he that keepeth Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. God will go to war on Israel's behalf. Ezekiel 38 verses 1 through 3 says these things. Russia is leading a group of nations in an invasion of Israel in the future. Why is Russia interested in Israel? War in the Ukraine has made it clear that Russia needs oil. So who is helping them? President Joe Biden, of course. Joe Biden wants Iran for a partner for peace. Think about that. I'm reminded of the statement of Churchill. You can't negotiate with a lion when your head is in his mouth. Mr. President, get on the right side of history. Get on America's side. Turn America's gas and oil companies loose. How is God going to protect Israel from this massive Russian invasion? I love this story. Ezekiel 38, 19 and 20. God says, the first thing I'm going to do when those massive armies start invading Israel is treat them to a great earthquake. I'm going to open the ground and swallow a great large part of them and bury them alive. The third is hailstones that he's going to use to destroy that army. God is warming up his pitching arm when these armies begin to come against Israel. The result in Ezekiel 39:2, God is going to destroy 84% of that invading army. Hello, Mr. Putin. Israel is going to be Russia's graveyard. Why does God allow this invasion? So that all of Israel and the Jewish people around the world will know that he and he alone is God Almighty. That's why. The greatest prophetic question is, when does this Gog Magog war happen? Most theologians say that it happens 3.5 years after the church is gone and the Antichrist comes to power. That means the church has been raptured for 3.5 years. Every one of the nations of Ezekiel 38 is in place. The rapture of the church is not just imminent. You look at this and say it's virtually overdue. If there was ever a time for you to investigate your life, to pray up, pack up, and look up, we're going in the twinkling of an eye, and soon the King of Glory is coming in the clouds of heaven. Get ready!
Pastor John Hagee is right. Jesus is coming soon. All that needs to be done prophetically is in place for the rapture of God's people. The question is, will you be with us? It's your choice and it's your destiny. Choose Christ and choose life. We've been blessed to live in this great country with our freedoms, prosperity, and opportunities like none in human history. America was great when America was good. As de Tocqueville observed when he came to America to see the secret of its greatness, he said, America is great because America is good.
And that is because America's pulpits were aflame with righteousness. But he also predicted that if America ever stops being good, it will stop being great.
And that's exactly what's happened. America was a tool in the hand of God to further the gospel throughout the world. Now, however, America has gone the way of all past great nations, the way of the world, to perpetuate sin worldwide. America will not live in eternity, but individuals will long live into the ageless eons of eternity, long after America is forgotten.
And oh, are we ever looking forward to first the millennium when Christ reigns for 1,000 years and then to a new heaven and a new earth with our Lord. What a hope and what a joy. And we have a special report to elaborate on this. It's our latest newsletter on the millennium, and it is yours free. Just call us. You've got to get this. It's such an encouragement.
We need that hope. We need to see what's on the other side. So just ask for this free newsletter.
If you would like a CD copy of today's program, please ask for number 1833, Axis of Evil, Part 2. That's number 1833, Axis of Evil, Part 2. The CD also includes last week's program, Part 1. And you can order a CD copy of this program from our website. Our website is issuesineducation.org. That's issuesineducation.org. And please, if you want our new newsletter, it is excellent. It's about the millennium. It's so inspiring, so encouraging. So if you want that free, give us a call, 928-776-0000. 928-776-0000. From Philippians 2, 9 to 11, God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. For Issues in Education, this has been Bob and Jerry Boyd.